This is a Fox News alert, 1 hour away. I'm Lisa LaSera. President Biden said to deliver his first State of the Union address, where he'll put his agenda front and center, and Republicans are set with their response.
President Biden intends to lead off his speech with Ukraine and Russian threats there. He will say dictators like Vladimir Putin cause more chaos and threats to America if they aren't made to pay a price for their aggression. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds, in her response, plans to compare Russia's invasion today to decades ago when, she will say, the Soviet Army was trying to redraw the world map. She points to the U.S. exit the world saw from Afghanistan as what has emboldened our enemies abroad. They both do agree that the U.S. must stand with Ukraine against Russia. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Midterm election season kicks off tonight with primaries in Texas for governor, attorney general, and two congressional seats. Fire in the sky over Kharkiv, Ukraine, as the Russian invasion is now in its sixth day.
A fireball at dawn engulfs the city's administrative building. Emergency officials report at least six people are killed. Freedom Square, Kharkiv's largest plaza, was also struck. Walls and windows blown out, debris littering the streets. Kharkiv's misery may offer a preview of what awaits Kyiv. A 40-mile Russian convoy with thousands of military vehicles creeps closer in an apparent strangling maneuver.
Fox's Trey Yingston, Kyiv. The UN General Assembly is set to vote tomorrow on a resolution demanding Russia immediately stop using force against Ukraine and withdraw its military forces. Baseball's opening day and the first two series of the regular season have been canceled after the players rejected what owners call their best and final offer in the first labor dispute in 27 years. That means the regular season will likely be 156 games instead of 162. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
An infant formula recall has expanded.
The death of a second baby triggers an expansion of the Abbott Labs powdered formula recall to now include some Similac PM 6040 produced at a Michigan facility. The recall started in mid-February with certain Alimentum, Similac, and Elicare baby formulas from the plant, which was linked to bacterial contamination. The Food and Drug Administration at the time reporting four babies hospitalized, one with Salmonella, three others with Kronerbacter Sakazakum. One of the babies with it died. Abbott says no distributed product has tested positive for C. Sakazaki, which can cause severe life-threatening sepsis infections or meningitis. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
The sports world has responded after requests from the IOC to ban Russian athletes from competition.
Not only has Russia been banned from World Cup soccer until further notice, Tuesday the International Skating Union followed in line with similar sanctions by the governing bodies of international soccer and hockey. The ISU banned ice skaters from Russia and Belarus from being invited to or allowed to participate in any events, including the World Championships in France this month, which means Kamila Valieva and Olympic champ Anna Shcherbakova cannot compete. International Ice Hockey Federation banned Russia and Belarus until further notice. The NHL suspended business relationships with Russia. The Beijing Paralympics begin Friday, a decision expected Wednesday on whether athletes from Russia and Belarus will be allowed to compete. Jared Max, Fox News.
The European Space Agency says the launch this year of a joint mission with Russia to Mars is now very unlikely due to sanctions linked to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. It was supposed to launch on a Russian rocket from Kazakhstan in September. The launch had already been postponed from 2020 due to the pandemic. and technical problems. Meanwhile, NASA says it continues to operate the International Space Station with support from Russia as usual. I'm Lisa Lacera, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.